Rusty Quill presents.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
This is the continuation of Entry 3121, titled Skin Suit. Written and submitted to the exchange from a member going by the name Just the Girl Next Door. Recorded by Cole Weavers.
Heard a shuffling from inside the room, and I held my breath. I wanted to move, but my feet were held captive. It felt as if I was paralyzed. My heart was racing, and the shuffling from inside the room had stopped and gone silent. My hand shuddered as I reached out towards the door, a strange mixture of fear and adrenaline coursing through my veins. My fingertips graced the doorknob before my hand finally wrapped around it. A dusting of chills raced over my arm and I faltered once again, my grip on the doorknob loosening for just a moment before I slowly twisted it, my fingers trembling when I pushed the door open a little further. Light spilled out onto the hardwood, and I hesitated to push it open the rest of the way. A weird chattering sound echoed from inside the room, and every second I stood there, it felt like it was growing louder and louder until the door flew open and smacked into the wall. I jerked back in response, a quiet gasp escaping my lips before I stepped into the room. Finn's entire window had been shattered. Shards of glass, bloodied and broken, littered the floor. "Finn?" I called, my voice shaking as I dodged the mess. And that's when I felt it. A strange, warm sensation as something dripped onto my shoulder, the pattering sound so incredibly loud in the silence of the room. Confused, I stopped and wiped at it, the color staining my fingers red. My hand froze. My breathing stilled. And slowly, my eyes moved towards the wall, up and over the blood-stained BAM posters, until they finally turned towards the ceiling. A strangled, horrified scream caught in my throat when I eventually realized what I was looking at. There, huddled up on the ceiling, was a man. A creature? My heart thrummed wildly in my chest. The urge to run became increasingly overwhelming. His eyes glowed down at me and a sinister smirk tugged at his lips before he started coughing. Profusely, I clenched the bat tighter, my mind racing as I stared dumbstruck at the thing gazing down at me. And then it vomited a strange, gelatinous slime that fell onto my head and clung to my t-shirt like a thick, blackened tar. Another scream flew past my lips as I stumbled backward and tripped over a pair of tennis shoes, falling into a heap on the floor. To my absolute horror, the man scurried across the ceiling like an oversized spider before crawling down the walls and inching towards me. That's when I saw it. A raven tattoo. "Finn?" I questioned, my voice wavering.
"Dad?"
The creature mocked, lips quirked up into a wicked grin. "Impossible," I breathed, scooting back toward the door. How did you...
"You have such nice skin, Dad. Mind if I borrow it?"
A gasp caught in my throat as I shook my head, the realization dawning on me. "The costume, it's... Finn's wearing your..." I stuttered, stumbling over my words before I fell quiet.
"Skin? My skin?"
The man finished, his tongue slithering out to lick dry, crusted lips. "Please, please, leave him alone," I pleaded, squinting to see him better in the dark. A weird sound, something close to a chuckle, left his lips as he stalked closer to me, walking on all fours like some kind of animal.
"I'm afraid your son is the perfect canvas for my skin,"
he drew out.
"Unless..."
Unless what? I asked, desperately trying to bargain with him. "Anything. I'll do anything. Just... please. Please let my son go." The creature stopped, clearly pondering my words before it spoke again.
"Unless you can find me another host. Someone young and fresh."
My mind searched for some kind of solution when I noticed headlights shining through what used to be the window. I smirked when I realized who it was. Jeremy. I didn't know what the heck he was doing in my driveway, but I'd never been so glad to see that stupid, smug self swaggering up to my door.
I've got just the host. Let me invite him in.
The creature held up a singular finger, stopping me in my tracks.
"If this is some kind of trick, I promise you that this will be the last Halloween costume that your son ever wears."
With a gulp, I nodded my head and scrambled to my feet. By the time I made it to the front door and tugged it open, a thin sheen of sweat had begun to collect at my brow, my breath ragged and sharp. I'm sure that I looked absolutely deranged.
"Hey, bro, you look like Jeremy. Hey, you want to come in?"
He eyed me, quirking a quizzical brow.
"Nah, man, I'm good. I'm just here to grab some mail for Gwen. She's been nagging me for a month to pick it up, but I've been too busy Twitch streaming, trying to get my gaming channel off the ground. Yeah, can you just, you know, I tried to tell her that just because she's had a baby, it doesn't mean she can be a lazy slob. She can pick up her own mail. In fact, I could have sworn she had the post office. Jeremy? I seethed before trying to calm myself down, an idea popping into my head. You know what? Why don't you come inside and talk about it? Maybe I can give you some advice on how to handle her. I mean, we were only married for 20 years before you ruined... I mean, came into Gwen's life and rocked her world. The sarcasm in my voice was unmistakable. This kid was dumber than a box of rocks and he reeked of alcohol. Man, you're a real one. Maybe we can finally bury the hatchet. Say, I've got a six-pack of beer in my truck. You want to pop open a few cans with me, dude? I despised alcohol. Memories of my own father flitting through my mind like a motion picture film. Him laid back in his recliner, buried in empty beer bottles. And right now? I was starting to feel better and better about my decision to offer him up as a sacrifice to that creature. Or whatever that thing was that had possessed my son. Phineas deserved better than this. You know what? Don't even worry about the beer. I've got some in the fridge, Jeremy. Let's just put the past behind us. I pasted on a perfectly fake smile, trying my best to hide the anger simmering just below the surface. When Jeremy finally stumbled into my living room and made himself comfortable on my couch, I couldn't help the laugh that bubbled up from my lips when I noticed the creature skittering across the floor toward the back of the sofa. Jeremy peered up at me, confused and clueless, before all hell broke loose. I couldn't peel my eyes away. The scene in front of me would have been almost unbelievable if I hadn't witnessed it myself. In a matter of seconds, I watched as the creature pounced on Jeremy, its skin melting off of my son like a thick, oozing sludge. A gurgled scream left Jeremy's mouth as he fought the creature's advances, but it was simply no use. Melting skin stuck to him like plaster. A mixture of horror and curiosity radiated off of me as I watched it infiltrate every inch of Jeremy's body, molding to his form like a glove. The skin of the costume crawled and wriggled, rippling across Jeremy's skin and sinking into his pores. It started slowly, traveling up his legs, climbing towards his torso, weaving around his neck, and finally, encompassing his face. One last scream wrenched free from his lips before he fell deathly silent, his body twitching 1, 2, 3 times before it went limp. My eyes, wide as saucers, quickly landed back on my son, no longer mesmerized by the strange transformation. Finn toppled to the floor, covered in the thick black slime, before he opened his eyes and gasped. I rushed to his aid, leaning him forward, patting his back. His eyes were wide and bewildered, rushing around the room in a frenzy before he came to his senses. "Dad?" he croaked, tears glistening in his eyes, thick blonde hair sticking up in every direction. Where am I?
His voice was quiet and confused as I wrapped him in my arms and buried my face into the top of his hair. I didn't care that he was covered in who knows what. I was just glad to have my son back. When my eyes finally glanced up at the creature, I gave a single nod, for it lifted its hand in a wave and strolled out my front door. I didn't relax until I heard the sound of the truck pulling out of the drive, and when it finally did, it took everything I had not to break down in tears. As I clutched my trembling son, I couldn't help but breathe a sigh of relief. Last night, my son purchased a strange costume from an antique store, and this morning I found him crawling on the ceiling. But what really made me feel better was knowing that later that afternoon, Guinevere found Jeremy crawling on hers.
Tiny Terrors is an anthology horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio. and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license.
This episode was directed by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Mike LeBeau.
To find additional information or to join our Patreon for additional content and ad-free episodes, visit our website, www.tinyterrorspod.com.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Tiny Terrors Pod.
Or join the Pulp Audio Discord by clicking the link in the description below.
Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple.
And finally, thanks for listening.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.